Here's Check on Stores we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In New York State, towns and villages are bracing for a $60 million cut in state aid. May get the money restored, but not how they expected. Governor Cuomo proposed giving them back the money as part of his 30-day amendments to the state budget. The cut of $60 million out of $715 million that 1,465 towns and villages in New York get would be covered through a portion of a proposal to collect more sales tax from internet marketplaces. According to the governor, if approved by the state legislature, the internet sales tax would go into effect June 1st instead of September 1st, as Cuomo had originally proposed. An error has led to drivers recently receiving bright orange warning notices of the New York State Thru Authority. Drivers using EasyPass were warned that their excessive speed through toll lanes could have dire consequences. Except those notices, usually reserved for speeding by toll booths, went to drivers using the high-speed cashless tolling system as well. The Thruway provided a response to the situation. EasyPass customers recently traveling through cashless tolling facilities on the Thruway may have inadvertently received speeding warning notice violations in the mail. They're in the process of identifying the full scope of the customers impacted and believe it's limited to January 24th date. They plan to issue a letter advising people to ignore that notice and apologize for that inconvenience. Town of Sharon Board of Selectmen Budget Workshop will be held at 4 p.m. at Town Hall. Also, Sharon Housing Authority, Sharon Ridge Expansion Corporation, regular meeting, 5 o'clock at Sharon Town Hall. Village of Millerton has their next regular village board meeting at 6 p.m. North Canaan Recreation Committee meets at North Canaan Town Hall at 7 p.m. The Kent Informal Club has rescheduled its monthly meeting. It's offering presentations and discussions on two topics, that coming up February 20th at 2 p.m. in Town Hall. Both the Cricket Valley Energy Center and Kent Streetscape Sidewalk Design will be addressed. Wendy Murphy and Carl Franken from the Western Connecticut Clean Air Alliance will talk about what's been going on in regard to monitoring the air quality before the New York gas-fired energy plant currently under construction plans to open in 2020. And John Casey, member of the Streetscape Committee, will share information about the proposed replacement of sidewalks in Kent. The club meetings are open to the public. The Salisbury-Sharon Transfer Station Committee Building Committee has their regular meeting. That is coming up Wednesday at 5:30 at Salisbury Town Hall. Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission has their meeting coming up on Wednesday at 5:30. That is at Salisbury Town Hall. On Wednesday, Zoning Board of Appeals in North Canaan, that meeting starts at 7 p.m. A special town meeting in Sharon on February 21st at Sharon Town Hall at 7 p.m. to approve the financial report for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2018. Copies are available at Town Hall and on the town website. And to approve the lease renewal for 67 Main Street with Tri-State Public Communications. North Canaan Board of Education has their next meeting Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. at the North Canaan Elementary School. On Saturday, February 23rd, rain or shine, the Weebatuck Drama Society hosting an indoor tag sale and bake sale at the Millerton American Legion from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. Donated items to be included in the sale can be dropped off before Friday, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Legion. They could include household items, toys, books, and tools. This is a way for you to support students as they work to raise funds for the upcoming spring musical Guys and Dolls, March 15th through 17th. Sharon Women's Club 15th Annual Chili Dinner at the Sharon Firehouse, Saturday, 5:30 to 7:30. Chili to go, 4:30 to 7:30. Chili dinner, $14. Chili dinner takeout, full dinner and dessert, $14. Chili only takeout, 16 ounces. Chili only, $8. Vegetarian chili is also available, pre-ordered only. Advance tickets are suggested. For tickets, 860-364-0663. There's raffles, and you can bring your own wine. The Interlaken Inn hosting another of their fundraising brunches, benefiting this time the Jane Lloyd Fund on February 24th, 11 until 1 o'clock, serving omelets, waffles, quiche, and all sorts of other culinary desserts in this unlimited buffet. Spread the word and enjoy a Sunday brunch with family and friends while helping local cancer patients. 860-435-9878 for reservations. The Kent Memorial Library Parents Committee will host a family skating party on Sunday from 3 until 5 p.m. at the Kent School Rink. Kent Memorial Library and the Kent Community Fund co-sponsoring a multifaceted workshop called Tips for Maintaining Safety in the House, February 25th from 1 till 2 in the library's reading room on North Main Street, presented by the New Milford Visiting Nurse Association. The Senior Center Shuffle will offer service from Kent Center following the lunch. The event is free and open to the public. Registration is requested at 860-927-3761 or kentmemoriallibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off this week at 25,883.25, the NASDAQ at 7,472.41, and the S&P 500 at 2,775.60. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.